USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The trade war with China geared up once again, with Beijing unveiling a new round of retaliatory tariffs on about $75 billion worth of U.S. goods. China will place additional tariffs of 5 to 10% on U.S. imports starting September 1st, according to a statement posted by China's finance ministry. The ministry also announced plans to resume tariffs on U.S. imports of automobiles and parts. The tariffs would be 25% for vehicles, 5% on parts, and would take effect on December 15th. The other new tariffs will target over 5,000 products, including soybeans, coffee, whiskey, seafood, and crude oil. The American Farm Bureau Federation said the tariff announcement signals even more trouble for American agriculture. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which represents the interest of more than 3 million businesses, called on China and the U.S. to get back to the table and discuss issues important to both sides, including intellectual property and market access. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.